USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
House Minority Leader from California, Kevin McCarthy, met with the FBI on Friday to discuss Congressman Eric Swalwell's relationship with an alleged Chinese spy. Swalwell sits on the House Intelligence Committee. Regarding the California Democrats staying on that committee, McCarthy says,
"For sure, I had questions about whether he should. That's the one question that was answered. He should not be on." I just think the appropriate thing, he should not be on.
The House and Senate are preparing a two-day extension of funding to avoid a government shutdown at midnight. The short-term resolution will give congressional leaders until Sunday to reach an agreement on a COVID-19 relief bill. Lawmakers from both parties have insisted they will not leave Washington for the holidays until they get a deal. USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature is fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
The product that you have given me here is, as far as I'm concerned, sent to me from heaven. I love it a great deal. It's hard to find anything that's real nowadays. I enjoy it immensely. It's making my life so much better. I feel so much better. And during this pandemic, I have no worries whatsoever. My immune system has got to be at a top-notch level. I don't seem to get colds or anything. I don't know what getting sick is anymore. This is so cool.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. Or by going to balanceofnature.com and make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
On Friday, Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi and Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell both received their COVID-19 vaccinations. Also receiving a vaccination, Republican Senator John Kennedy of Louisiana. He joins Fox and Friends and talks about the vaccine and those who may be a little bit skeptical of the coronavirus vaccine.
Some of my people back home have called me and said, we're scared to take the shot because we don't know what's in it. And I tell them, I ask them, do you eat hot dogs? You don't know what's in a hot dog either. But you got to trust somebody, and the most able, perspicacious people in the world have developed this vaccine. The vice president took it today, and once it's available, you should take it too.
Okay. That audio, courtesy of Fox News, and your final numbers on Wall Street, ending the week on a down note with the Dow losing 124 points, falling to 30,179. USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk in your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
The highest-ranking U.S. official receives a COVID-19 vaccine on Friday.
Vice President Mike Pence, his wife, and the Surgeon General all received the COVID-19 vaccine on live TV Friday morning in a move to instill public confidence. Eisenhower Executive Office Building near the White House was the location. The VP says it was like any other shot.
I especially want to thank the fine medical team at Walter Reed Hospital that administered our vaccine today. I didn't feel a thing. Well done. And we appreciate your service to the country.
The Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine was approved for use in the United States a week ago. Moderna's COVID-19 vaccine is expected to be approved Friday. Which one is better? Dr. Fauci on Fox says the two vaccines are similar.
I have looked at the data carefully from both the Pfizer and the Moderna trials. They're strikingly similar.
Pfizer's vaccine needs to be kept at minus 70 degrees Celsius. Moderna's temperature is minus 20 Celsius, more like a regular freezer. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar says the Trump administration is withholding $200 million in Medicaid funds to California over its mandate that employers cover abortion in health plans. Additionally, the Justice Department announced a lawsuit against the University of Vermont Medical Center after it forced out a nurse who complained about being forced to assist in an abortion. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.